absolutely clear. The National Health Service is safe with us.
And I'm Dr. Tony. We're Struckoff and Dying.
Welcome to the second in our series, The Ages of Man. Once again, we've taken the show on the road and we're here in front of the patients of the Birmingham Clinic for Sex Addiction.
Which is a stroke of luck, because tonight we're looking at the age of man which Shakespeare called the lover.
I think one of the most rewarding things about being a doctor is that you come and tell us your most intimate love secrets.
And we tell each other.
No, we don't really.
No, we don't really.
Only if they're interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you've got to have something to laugh at. You really have.
What amazes me is, I mean, why do patients think that doctors have got any idea about sexual matters?
Most of the doctors I know can't even sort out their own trouser problems, let alone anyone else's. I think if we're going to tackle such a sticky subject...
Steady.
Sorry. It's important to be brutally frank and honest.
Quite. Now, there are certain technical terms that we doctors use to describe the sexual act, such as bonking and shagging, which are quite clearly inappropriate for Radio 4.
So instead, we'll be resorting to the use of puerile schoolboy euphemisms, and as well as dipping into Shakespeare, we'll also be alluding... we'll also be alluding to my not inconsiderable conquests as a lover. And...
What about me?
Well, you weren't one of them.
No, what about my conquest? I've slept with hundreds of women.
Yeah, but you haven't had sex with any of them, though.
So, there's more to making love than just penetration.
Leave it out.
I often do.
Well, go on then, Phil. Tell us all how you satisfy a woman.
Well, first of all, I take an interest in her as a person.
Yeah.
Right? Then perhaps we go out for a drink, maybe a romantic dinner. And I talk to her, but above all, I listen to her. And if we do get to first base...
Oh, first base.
It's okay, well, if we do get to kiss and cuddle, then I find that's all most women want these days.
Do they really?
Yeah. And what's more, I find it very sad that seemingly intelligent people like you, Tony Gardner, confuse love with S-E-X. Sex is a waterfall, but love is an ocean.
Yeah. This wouldn't have anything to do with your incredibly small winky, would it?
It's average.
It's only average. If you push in the ruler so far, it breaks the skin.
Yeah, okay then, Tony. What's your sexual secret?
My sexual secret? Yes. My sexual secret is very simple.
Right.
Shallow, 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 shallow. Deep, shallow, deep, shallow, deep, deep, shallow, shallow. Deep, deep, tissues, pub.
And women like that, do they?
Women? No, that's when I'm on my own.
Oh, right.
What do you like as a lover?
Exceptionally good, I would say.
Pretty shit hard, really.
Bloody awful.
And what do you like as a lover?
Oh, my God.
And what sort of lover are you?
God, no, I haven't practiced for about 2 years. I used to be good.
I beg your pardon?
What do you like as a lover?
Tremendous.
If you had 5 adjectives to describe your lovemaking, what would they be?
Slow.
Yes.
Relaxed.
Right.
Sleep.
Erratic.
Yeah.
Frightening.
Pretty good.
Oily.
What are adjectives?
They're worse to describe nouns.
Oh, right. Big, horny, and going like a steam train, yeah.
What do you like as a lover?
Bad.
If you had 5 adjectives you could choose to describe your lovemaking, what would they be?
Bad, 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 and bad.
What do you do?
I'm a doctor.
But what did Shakespeare have to say about it all?
Here's the hot and steamy bit from his Ages of Man speech.
And then the lover, sighing like furnace.
See, I told you it's hot and steamy.
What, sighing like furnace?
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it means he's going at it like a steam train.
Sighing like furnace with a woeful ballad.
Okay, Tony, tell us, right? How can you sing a ballad while you're going at it like a steam train?
I don't know. See, that's why it's a woeful ballad, you see. It's woeful. I mean, you try singing Love, Love Changes Everything while you're on the job, and I can tell you, it'll sound woeful.
It will.
sighing like furnace, with a woeful ballad made to his mistress's eyebrow.
His mistress's eyebrow?
Yeah.
What's all that about, then?
Well, I mean, that's obviously the downstairs eyebrow he's talking about.
Meaning?
Well, you know, they're doing it the French way.
Oh, I see. So he's performing oral sex at the speed of Stevenson's rocket while singing Love, Love Changes Everything. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, you're right, yeah. He must be humming it.
Now, as you can imagine, to reach such a level of expertise takes years of practice. But what about the novice lover?
Many adolescents kick off their careers as banana oarsmen. When they go to a friend's house for a party, experiment with cider, and then scub upstairs to the parents' bedroom for 5 minutes of dry humping on the cagoules.
But for the poor sods who missed out on early sexual experiences because their parents made them revise for their A-levels...
Oh, from the heart.
Their only chance of dunking the donkey is to run away to college, where all the students are at it like fiddler's elbows.
Or so you think when you arrive on campus, with a family box of industrial strength condoms in one hand and a six-pack of Diamond White in the other, you're confident that by the time Hi-Ho Silver Lining kicks in at the freshers' disco, you'll be beating them off with a stick.
The sad truth is that, statistically speaking, the average student's chances of stroking the puppy during Freshers' Week are about as high as Craig Charles getting a knighthood.
You spend most of the week making hideously embarrassing passes at hideous and embarrassing people you never want to see again.
And if you do get someone you fancy back to your room, you'll be joined by at least two others you don't fancy who'll drink all your coffee, talk bollocks, and refuse to let you get on with the business.
Great coffee, Jim.
Thanks, Claudia. Sorry about the little white bits.
Oh, I quite like little white bits.
Oh, really?
Is it Red Mountain?
What?
The coffee. Is it Red Mountain?
No, it's Co-op own brand.
From Nicaragua, you are, I see.
So do you have a boyfriend back home?
No. And you?
What, a boyfriend?
Oh, you're really funny.
Yes, I know. So are you.
How do you know he's from Nicaragua?
If I've had a year off traveling in South America, I've seen what imperialism has done to the coffee growers, okay?
I never had conversations like this back in Wolverhampton.
If you don't manage to crave your cookies in Freshers' Week, don't be too disheartened.
A recent paper in the British Medical Journal found that the chances of you skinning your avocado while you're at college are still significantly greater than if you're stood in the butcher's queuing for some scrag end.
So, how are our freshers doing? Well, it's the third date now, and they've even held hands through a subtitled movie. So it's back to the halls of residence, and surely it can't be long now before they get their jollies.
I love his voice, don't you?
Yes. It's really sexy.
Yes. Can I get you another coffee?
No, thanks. I've had 17.
Well, I'd better turn in. Are you getting the last bus?
Yes. Oh, my God. It's 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, no. Gosh, so it is. The last bus will have gone by now, won't it?
Yes.
Hey, I've got it.
What?
Why didn't I think of this before? You can stay here.
Where?
In here. You have the bed and I'll sleep on the floor in my sleeping bag.
Well, if you're sure.
You rejoin us with the lights out and with both players, Jimmy and Claudia, pretending to have been asleep for the last 5 minutes, engaged in some tortuous safety play. I'm just wondering if Jimmy is serious about breaking his scuttle duck and whether he should attempt a long pot. Oh, hang on. Oh, I think something's happening. Oh, looks like Jimmy's going for the I can't sleep maneuver here.
Are you awake?
And it's worked like a charm.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I can't seem to sleep. It's a bit cold, isn't it?
It is a bit.
My sleeping bag doesn't seem to be working.
Jimmy's putting everything into his potting here.
Well?
Yes?
We could always have a cuddle to warm each other up.
Classic play here. If there's any youngsters listening to this at home, they could do a lot worse than copy these two at work.
Oh, all right then.
Oh! 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 Oh
Oh, sorry, a bit rusty. Haven't done this for a while.
Beautifully out of a difficult snooker there. He's perfectly placed for the pink, and I think he's going to clear the table.
Claudia?
Yes, Jimmy?
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Was I in?
Where did you lose your virginity?
In Walton, on the Thames.
On the Thames.
But I don't think I want to talk about it.
Why not?
I'm just very freaked out about that kind of thing.
Where did you lose your virginity?
Watching Cool Hand Luke on my mum and dad's telly.
Why Cool Hand Luke?
I think what he did with the eggs. I think he just got it going.
And where did you lose your virginity?
Tied up in the bike shed.
I hope to lose it next week.
Lounge carpet, if I remember rightly.
And who was it?
I couldn't really mention her name. She's a member of the cabinet at the moment.
Where did you lose your virginity?
I think it was in the back of an old Wolseley car.
Ooh. Can't remember.
What was it like?
I can't remember.
In a cornfield.
In a cornfield? Is that how they make these corn circles?
Perhaps the biggest mystery of sex is this. Why is it that if a woman sleeps around, she's called a slag?
Whereas if a man sleeps around, he's called a doctor.
Yes. Yes, I mean, when it comes to stirring your porridge, medical schools are a different kettle of fish.
Yes, your average drink 10 pints, drop your trousers in the bar, rugger-bugger medic is allowed to get away with behaviour which in many parts of the civilised world is still punishable by stoning.
If a hospital porter gropes a nurse, it's called sexual harassment.
But if a doctor does it, it's called boyish high spirits.
Hey, no, hang on a sec. What? Hang on a sec. Yeah. I think you're being a little unfair there, right?
Yeah, you tell him, Toby.
Yeah, look, I'm Toby, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a med student. And so is my best friend, Piers. Say hi, Piers.
Hi, Piers.
What a guy.
Yeah, you're solid.
Yeah, you're a bloody funny bloke.
So are you.
Yeah, yeah, and we're men of honour.
Absolutely, and men of honour don't grope nurses.
Well, not the ugly ones, anyway.
Hey, Piers.
Toby.
Have you ever done it, you know...
What? With a woman?
No. Yeah. But, you know, the other way up.
Upside down?
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever done it like that?
Hey, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, David, I've got a really good joke here, okay?
Yeah.
Right? Why does it take women longer to have an orgasm?
I don't know. It's something to do with the nerve supply, isn't it?
Now, who cares?
Who cares? Who cares about the nerve supply?
Oh, no, you've ruined my joke.
Oh, sorry.
But back to the real world. With all young lovers, there seems to be a great tradition when having sex to put on some music.
Bonking music.
Everyone does it. What were your favourites, Tony?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, let me think. Oh, I know. Nat King Cole and George Shearing.
Oh, I didn't know you liked jazz.
No, I can't stand it. But it was that one, you know, that goes, let there be you.
Be me.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah. Oh, and Joan Armour Trading. Everyone has that one, you know. I am not in love.
Yeah. What a classic. Yeah.
What about you? What sort of stuff did you play?
Oh, you know, the usual stuff. Simply Red, Sade. Yeah. I suppose 10cc was my favourite.
How'd that one go?
You know. I'm not in love.
Ha ha. Yeah. How about you, Tim?
My Boy Lollipop.
Oh, I'm sorry. Public school. Yeah, I forgot.
Calling all lovers! Telegram proudly presents Hot Days, Sexy Nights. 24 of your favourite bonking tracks on one bed-busting CD. With Hot Days, Sexy Nights, you'll never have to rewind that Simply Red album ever again. How can you possibly cop on without these 24 scuttling classics? Mini Ripperton. Spandau Ballet!
Was that it?
The Style Council!
Have you got any tissues?
No, I use my boxer shorts.
Billy!
My boy,
oh, sorry.
And the entire first side of Sade's first album! Hot
days, sexy nights. From Telegram. Remember, this album is not available in the shops.
So, what happens to our young lovers after they've raffled their donuts?
For many, the temptation is to have another crack at mastering the mission ring.
As confidence grows, they start to experiment with more challenging positions, such as the moon landing, the crab apple, the face squat, and the egg and spoon.
Yes. Before realising that the good old missionary is the only one it's possible to sustain for more than 15 seconds.
And it soon becomes apparent that your only hope of achieving a rich and varied sex life is to persevere with the missionary, but with lots of different people.
The commonest place to meet potential partners is in the workplace, and doctors are no exception.
In fact, 10% of Dutch ear, nose and throat surgeons admit to having had some form of sexual contact with a patient.
Which makes you wonder what they're getting up to when they're syringing your ears, really. Yes,
yeah. But polygamy has its drawbacks. There's always a price to pay. And for those of you who've never been to a clap clinic before, we'd like to offer you a few tips.
Now, most hospitals have got one, although they don't actually call it the clap clinic.
To spare your blushes when you get to the hospital reception, they call it the special clinic, or clinic 13, or something. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work.
Excuse me?
Yes, how can I help you, sir?
Could you tell me where the special clinic is, please?
Special clinic? No, I don't think there is one, dear.
Genital urinary medicine?
No, never heard of that.
Clinic 13?
Oh, you mean the clap clinic?
Clap clinics used to have a reputation for being dark, dingy backwaters with seedy decor and surly staff.
But thanks to the spirit of market forces that has swept through the NHS, many have become much more consumer-friendly.
A bit like Harvester's restaurants, really.
Hello, I'm Julie. Have you ever been to a clap clinic before? Help yourself to our selection of fruity condoms from the trolley.
For most men who make it as far as the doctor's room, the burning question is, am I going to have an umbrella rammed down my Bertie?
Well, you can get anything you want these days if you're prepared to pay, but all you'll get at today's clap clinics are a couple of swabs pushed in 2 inches or so and twiddled around a bit.
Yes, well, that's right. Some people turn up every week just for the sheer fun of it.
However, after a few doses of the nasties, most lovers convince themselves of the benefits of wedded monogamy.
But this needn't mean 30 years of 10-minute missionaries.
No, there are plenty of ways to put a bit of fizz back into your relationship.
And if you can't think of any yourself, there are loads of counselling groups that'll only be too keen to help out.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to the Islington Mixed Ability Psychosexual Encounter Group. I'm Dr. Ken Valentine, your group leader.
Hello, Ken.
And I'd like to introduce you to a colleague of mine, Dr. Bridgeford.
Oh, no, please, Ken, group. Bob.
Bob, who specialises in non-genital sensate focus techniques for the smaller man.
Now, before we can truly give ourselves to other people, first we have to come to terms with our own sexuality.
Yes, so we'd like you all to take your clothes off. Now, I think we're ready to share our problems. Any volunteers? Lucy.
Well, this is actually very difficult for me.
I hear you.
Because I really feel that I've let my lover down.
Do you want me to hug you, Lucy?
No, I'll be fine. Well, I've been married for 3 years now, and the thing is, I don't think I'm satisfying my husband in bed.
Bed, yes.
Yes, he started sobbing quietly to himself in the middle of the night.
Night, yes.
And I've been doing all those things you said would revitalize our marriage.
Good.
Last week, I took him breakfast in bed wearing only a dog collar.
Good.
And he said, you make me physically sick. So I said, let's pretend we don't know each other and chat each other up in Burger King.
Good.
Right? And he said, you're so ugly it frightens me. So I said, why don't we take the phone off the hook and finger paint one another? And he struck me very hard across the back of my head with the cafetiere. And when I came round, he'd packed his suitcase and gone, and I thought, if only I dealt with his anger, our marriage might still be alive today. I just feel such a failure.
Oh. for sharing that, Lucy. That was super. Now, who wants to play the seafood game?
Of course, you don't need to join an encounter group to spice up your sex life.
No, all you need is a vivid imagination and a box of light bulbs.
Indeed, most couples are only too keen to try artificial stimulants.
But don't worry, although losing a household implement up your back passage can be very distressing, fortunately, you can rely on the sensitivity and discretion of the NHS staff to see you through.
Hello? Oh, is this the casualty department?
Yes.
And are you the receptionist?
No, I'm the man from Del Monte. Done your back in, have you?
No. Why?
You didn't exactly jog in here, did you?
No. My back's fine. Oh, it's something else.
Oh, something else.
Yes. It's personal.
Can you be a teensy-weensy bit more specific?
Well, the thing is, you see, I've lost my mobile phone.
It?
Yes.
Well, have you tried the porter's lock?
No, when I say I've lost it, I mean it's lost inside me. Oh.
Inside you?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's down, you know, I've got to put them.
I'm sorry, you will have to speak up.
It's in my bottom.
Would you like me to check if it's still working?
No, thank you.
And your name is?
Lester Falstaff.
And your real name is?
Michael Smith.
Well, Mr. Smith, I'll just tell the nurse now. Would you like to take a seat?
I'm very happy standing, thank you very much.
Mr. Smith?
Yes?
And Sister Evans, would you like to come through? Now, we just need to do a quick x-ray.
Why? We all know exactly where it is.
Oh, yes, of course, but this is just for the notice board in the coffee room. Now, this is Pete, the radiographer.
All right. Hello, Mr. Smith. Now, x-rays, take a deep breath in. Not your first of the day, I shouldn't wonder. And hold it. And out.
Hi, everyone. I'm Toby, and this is my best mate, Piers. Say hi, Piers.
Hi, Piers.
What a guy.
I'd rather not have any students watching, if you don't mind.
Oh, Mr. Smith, this is a teaching hospital.
Yeah, but this is so embarrassing.
Hey, don't worry, mate. We've had lots of training in communication skills, haven't we, Piers? We have.
Well, we have. Yeah, listen, Nicky, I can understand your embarrassment.
Yeah.
I'd be embarrassed if I had a mobile phone stuck at my jacksie.
Hey, Mikey, does it still take incoming calls?
Yeah, I bet the reception's a bit fuzzy, eh?
Gentlemen.
Sorry, sister.
Now, Mr. Smith, do you mind telling us how it got up there?
Yeah.
I swallowed it.
Try again.
Look, I was doing some wallpapering, right? Mm. And I took my mobile phone out of my pocket and I put it on the floor because I didn't want to get glue on it.
Yeah.
I just finished papering the alcove. Yeah. And I got a stomach pain, so I loosened my trousers. As I climbed the stepladder, my trousers slipped down, causing me to topple backwards and onto the orange.
Well, Mr. Smith, we're just going to have to let nature take its course.
What? You mean you're going to leave it there?
Oh, bad luck, Mickey.
Yeah, hard cheese.
Still, it won't make too much difference.
Why not?
Well, you took out of your ass anyway.
We're stronger than die. Good night.
That was Struck Off and Died, starring Dr. Phil Hammond and Dr. Tony Gardner, with Joanna Brooks and Tim Berrington. With by Tony Gardner, Phil Hammond and Will Buckley. The show was recorded at the Midlands Arts Centre, Birmingham, and the producer is Joan Magnuson.